T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm reading you his tweets in the last segment because of the Dion Waiters news, and Ira is kind enough to tear himself away from the Sun Sentinel and SunSentinel.com and call us quickly to give us the latest on what's happening there. Again, if you're just joining us, not that it's earth-shattering, but Dion Waiters, Pat Riley announced that Dion Waiters is not going to be ready for camp. And he's not going to be ready for the opening of the season, it seems like. So let me quickly go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Toyota of Hollywood, buy now and save big during the grand reopening of the all-new Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. And there, magically, is Ira Winderman. Hello, Ira.
Hey, Hawk. It's just incredible how in this business it always goes this way. The Heat first put out, Dwayne Wade is signed. Here's a picture of him. He signed the contract. And then 10 minutes later, oh, and by the way, no Dion Waiters for camp at the start of the regular season. It's like, yeah, no, you can't bury the lead in this case. I mean, to me, this is, I don't want to say this is deflating as the Dwayne Wade news was inflating, but I think it does sober you up a little bit. It looks like we probably won't see Dion Waiters now till November, and then all of a sudden he's starting all over again.
We were talking about a little bit last segment. Like, is it that big? I love him because of his personality, but is my love warranted for Dion Waiters?
Oh, that's a really good question, Channing. To me, there's two elements to this. If you wanted to step forward as a team this season with so few changes, then yes, you had to put a lot of stock in Dion Waiters, and that's sort of what the Heat have been selling this offseason. We'll wait till Dion Waiters gets back, then we'll be a different team. And if we were 6 games over 500 last year and a 6th-place team, now we can make a move up. That was all inferred. So yeah, he was the reason for optimism. But then the Heat also did one other thing, Channing. Every turn this season they spoke about when they didn't get free agents, but we have continuity. We're bringing back our players. We'll be in good shape to start the season. And now that continuity is sort of out the door. So whenever Dion does come back, remember, he's never played a game with Dwayne Wade with the Miami Heat. You're going to have to work on that chemistry. You're going to have to reestablish that 7-11 chemistry with Goran Dragic and join a season already in progress when the most favorable part of the Heat schedule is at the start of the regular season. So, yeah, I think it really does put them behind the eight ball.
Not a huge surprise, though, right? They had kind of intimated this, right?
Yeah, you know, again, when he had the surgery in January, they said 8 to 10 months. Well, we're at 8 months right now, so sure, he could have. You always sort of feel the team is going to give you a longer, you know, back end to sort of cover themselves. You know, remember Dion in Instagram, you know, said, can't wait till I get clear 2 weeks ago. There was talk of him being on the court and working with teammates, I mean, as early as June. So there was a reason for optimism. But Hawk, here's the other part of the equation that cannot be overstated. We have spoken all summer about the Heat and the luxury tax and not have money for Dwayne Wade and not having money for free agents. Let's go back to the 2017 offseason. When the Heat offered and gave Dion Waiters a 4-year, $52 million contract, knowing he had this ankle issue, knowing he had a navicular bone that had to be surgically repaired as well, and yet they gave him that deal anyway. Well, now the second year of that deal is being compromised by an injury that the Heat knew about at the time of the free agency signing. Well, if we're going to talk about all this money and this salary cap and this luxury tax, then I think that's when you have to look at it. I mean, Channing, I'll ask you this. It's wonderful, I'm sure, as a player, that you have an injury and your team stands by you. But, Channing, now that you're removed from the game, if you were in management, do you just move into a $52 million contract knowing something is wrong?
No, Ira, and it gets to me now because I've totally swung on it where even with Wade, like, I enjoy it. I love the nostalgia as a fan. I'm going to go to the last game, pay these crazy numbers that these tickets have jumped to since they re-signed Wade, but I don't know how much he's helping this team, really. I've been torn on this since I retired.
Yeah, you know, so you have that element of that in play. And here's the other element of that as far as on a player, and I don't know what the answer is here. Look, no one wants their body cut apart. I understand that. Channing, you know, fans are always, oh, have a surgery, go under the knife, as if it's a routine thing because it's portrayed that way. But should Deion Waiters have had the surgery right away? I can understand him waiting to sign the contract. No one wants to be in a surgical gown and walk into an executive suite and negotiate a contract. I get that. But it seems like even last summer in camp when the Heat reported and the Heat were saying, no, everything is fine, and Deion saying, I don't feel good. Look, you lost last season anyway, but you could have salvaged the start of the season. You know what this reminds me of? Ryan Tannehill, when he didn't have the surgery right away, remember? Then it got complicated again in the preseason game, and he missed more time. I think sometimes teams have to say, let's go ahead and have the surgery, and sometimes players have to acquiesce to that, because right now you lose half the value on the contract, and all I've heard from the Heat is luxury tax and salary cap.
Yeah, I would say that there's a lot of similarities to the Ryan Tannehill situation. But again, I guess it goes back to buyer beware. But they did take...
They were aware.
And I don't want to put a damper because this week is so good for the Heat with Dwayne Wade coming back. But it is, to me, in the line of monetary decisions that they were willing to make on others and made this weird line in the sand on D. Wade.
Well, they
took that huge gamble on Hassan Whiteside, knowing that maybe he wasn't the right kind of player for the Miami Heat. They took this gamble on Deion Waiters. They gave a massive amount of money to Tyler Johnson, a contract that no one thought that they were going to match, right? I mean,
the same thing with James Johnson, but they never did it for D. Wade. That's the thing. You know what this reminds me of? Because, as a matter of fact, you guys have been talking about it yesterday before we carried the Panthers game. The Panthers' unbelievable finish to last season and how there is nothing right but hawk but optimism now that it carries over. I think the Heat were seduced, and I think all three of us were, by the Heat's 30-11 finish 2 years ago. Go ahead, give the money to James Johnson. Give the money to Deion Waiters. Find a way for Wayne Ellington to come back. Keep the cast together. Tyler Johnson, when he still had a low salary. Hassan Whiteside, because they're gonna bring that back. They're going to go over the top on that. I think that might be a really good lesson for everyone going forward right now, that maybe there's a reason people call it lightning in a bottle, whether it's what the Heat did at the end of that season at 30-11, maybe, and I hope not, what the Panthers did at the end of last season also. I think sometimes when you're in the front office and a general manager, maybe you have to pull back and go, well, that was fun, but is that something that truly can endure, thinking, okay, Dwayne Wade's gone, our life is good? No, it's still better now with Dwayne Wade.
Ira, when y'all were talking about just what Hawk just said with like the Hassan Whiteside and Deion Waiters, where we saw them fail in the past, we saw they had trouble with other teams, but the Heat bring them in and give them money. Do they believe in the culture too much where we can figure it out? We're the Heat.
Yeah, Channing, you have hit it spot on, because I was on the phone with a scout, actually with an agent. I'm sorry, it was an agent. And he said the Heat have got to stop drinking so much of their Kool-Aid, that the Heat so love their developmental program, so love that quote-unquote Heat culture, that maybe they get caught up in a little too much of it. So they do the Tyler Johnson deal, and they do the James Johnson deal, and they do the Deion Waiters deal, and they do the Josh Richardson deal last summer. And now, by October 15th, they have to decide whether they're going to do the Justice Winslow deal. And as much as they love their own and love developing their own, you also need a superstar. You also need a star player to lead the way. This Heat roster does not have one. There was hope Deion could become that, but I think we were all sort of step back a little, you know, in our own little sort of joy about it 2 years ago and realized that probably wasn't going to be the case. Yeah, I think a developmental program is a great thing for supporting complementary talent. But the Heat have always known then you have to bring in your Shaq, your Lamar Odom, your LeBron James, your Chris Bosh. You can't just go with a whole bunch of supporting guys, because they turn around and they keep throwing the ball to Dwayne Wade, because he's the only guy that's been there and done that.
Ira Winderman, thank you for coming on and celebrating Dwayne Wade's announcement with us.
One more quick thing. I did post a story just now at SunDental.com, and this one blows me away. This makes it 15 out of 15 seasons for Dwayne Wade with the Miami Heat when he has not been the team's highest paid player. It is remarkable, some of the names I have in there, Jermaine O'Neal, Sean Marion, just everyone else. But once again, we knew this was coming. It's incredible. Dwayne Wade has played for the Miami Heat for 15 seasons, has never been their highest paid player.
Well, hopefully he shows them a little something this season and finally earns it.
He has to carry the team this season. And he's a young 36. Don't forget that, fellas.
See ya, Ira. Have an easy fast.
I hope so. Same to you guys.
Thank you.
Or just one of you guys.
Yeah, I was going to say, you
fast,
you
easy,
guys.
Brother. Fast, easy.
Yeah, fast, easy, brother. I'm using that from now on. I'll be walking around Temple. Fast, easy, brother.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.